recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Bechorot is Daf Chof Vav. And we're holding on this third line, Leime Ketanoi. So yesterday, we learned, according to Reish Lakish, that the only machloket in the Mishnah between Akavim and Mahalalel and the Rabbana, and all of the various shitot that we had, which would to be matir, according to Akavya, cases where there was tufts of wool that had become detached from a Bechor, and that was a Bechor Balmun. And subsequently, it was Nishchat. Or, according to Reb Yossi, even if it was made, it was Nishchat. Everybody would agree that it was Mutter. And if, whatever the case is, of Heter, that over there, once it's Nishchat, then it becomes retroactively okay, according to Rabban and Tzosser, because we're afraid that he's going to leave it around in order to be Nene from the wall. Now, Lamaisa, Reish Lakish, tainted that the entire discussion is only in a case where he tiru mumcha. Now, it was already shown this bechor in advance to a mumcha, but if it wasn't shown in advance to a mumcha, it didn't have a time. And we ended up saying yesterday, the closing word, wherever it wasn't itiru mumcha, then it's for all intents and purposes a tam, and in that case, everybody is made that it's usher, there's varaya chashash, he's not going to find a mumcha, he's going to end up leaving it around, and there it would be usher. Today, the Gemara asks, because we haven't been able to show any indication, one way or the other, about Reish Lakish. Today, the Gemara wants to suggest that it could be this mimer of Reish Lakish, that the machloket is dafka, in a case where itiru mumcha is actually a machloket tanoi. So leime ketanoi, let us say that question of whether the entire discussion is only in a case where itiru mumcha is itself a machloket tanoi. And that is from the following. Hatolesh Semer, says the Braita, somebody, now this is different than the case we had until now. This is talking about somebody who went ahead and pulled off wool. We never were talking about a case of pulling off wool. We were talking about a case where wool became detached on a thorn bush or when it was passed through a door, whatever. But that the Gemara is going to discuss later. We're not immediately focusing on the difference between tolesh or nitlash. We're going to get to that towards the end of this subject. But right here it says, atolesh tzemer mi bechor tam. So if the bechor was a tam at the time, even if subsequently nolad bo mum, and you went ahead and shechted it, it's usher. Because at the time that you went ahead and took off the wool, it was a tam. But if it was a bechor bal mum shetalash mimeno v'yachar kach meit, then here it says meit. Now notice that the Reisha was saying shechato. Here it's talking about even if the bechor died. If the bechor died, then we don't say that we're matir the wool that's on its body. It's only if the bechor was nishchat we'd be matir the wool on its body. This would be a much bigger chiddush to say that it's mutter. Nonetheless, Akavya ben Malalel is matir, and this, of course, is the shita in our Mishnah of Reb Yossi, right? He's the one that said that in the case of mate, Akavya ben Malalel was matir, and the Chachamim were osir. This Braita is our Mishnah in the inverse, because over here, Reb Yehuda says, no, Akavya ben Malalel was never matir that case. Akavya ben Malalel was matir the case where it was Nishka, not where it died. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Lobezi, Tirakavya ben Mahalalo. Not to mention that, I don't know, you guys were talking about Shetalash Mimenu. That's a separate question. But I know that the case is of a Sar, of a Bechor Balmum, that was Nashar. Not that you went ahead and you were Tolesh, but that it was pulled off. V'nicho b'chalon, you left it here in this locker, but for the purposes of this Gemara, we're going to read the chalon as a window, because it makes it much more exciting later.
As opposed to a shelf.
As opposed to a mere cubbyhole. Wow. So he leaves it in the window, then he goes ahead and he shechs it, and that, of course, is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. That's where Akavya ben Malalel was matir,
And the Chachamim were Osir. Taina's Reb Yossi. Now, Lechor, we already heard Reb Yossi. The Tanakama. The Tanakama said the Mishnah the way that Reb Yossi said the Brisa, the way Reb Yossi said the Mishnah. That the Gemara is not going to ask. I mean, we already heard what Reb Yossi had to say. Omer, Reb Yossi, I want you to know that everybody, my Abba, his name is Chalafta, who was one of the members of the Chachamim that would argue on Akadiv and Malalad in his case, they're all made in this case. Because in this case, he shechted it. There, even the Chachomer made it its mutter. And that is exactly what we said in the Mishnah. But absolutely, b'yichud, omru chachamim, they were absolutely clear about this point. You'll love this one, Barney. Yanichenu b'chalom shema yesh tikva. There may be some hope. Obviously, when we're talking about wool and tikvach utashami and achalom, we're playing games. But anyway, there's definitely some hope. What's the hope? If you shechted it, everybody is mutter. If it died, then Akave b'malal was mutter even there, but over there the Chachomim were chaylik, which is Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah. Fine. Says the Gemara, I understand. We're getting now closer to the Machloket Tanaim, which we're suggesting revolves around the issue of Itiro Mumcha. So, ask the Gemara, I mean, isn't Rabbi Yossi simply repeating what the Tanakhama said? The Tanakhama said, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Then in a case where it was made, that according to Akavya ben Malalal, it's mutter. So isn't that the same thing? Haina Tanakhama? Elalav, it must be that the issue between them is Itiro Mumcha. Because, listen, what is this business of Yesh Tikva? What kind of Tikva? What do you mean there's hope? I mean, you want to shecht it, go shecht it. I mean, honestly, what do you mean there's hope? When we're talking about over here in the Reisha, that Reisha, you will recall, Bechor Tam, is what we had yesterday at the bottom of the Daf. HaToleish Tzemer B'Bechor Tam. Afa Pishinola B'mum V'Shachto Asur. How did we explain what Bechor Tam meant over there? Over there we said that it meant that anything that wasn't a Tirum Mumcha, Rish Lakish tried to say, is considered to be a Bechor Tam. But let's look into the Braita as a whole here, and you'll see it's not so plush. Because we can no longer say that the Tanakhama, which was talking about this case about Tolesh B'Bechor Tam, he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so what then is the difference? El Olav, the difference is Gufa, Hitiru Mumcha. That is the difference. That's what Igeve Nayo, the Tanakhama, holds. Look, if Hitiru Mumcha, then and only then is it Mutter. And if not, not. Just like Rish Lakish said before from those opening words. What do we mean by a Bechor Tam, which is Mashba, but had it been a Baal Mum, that it would have been Mutter? Said Rish Lakish, the point over here is that as long as there was no Itiro Mumcha, it was called a Tam. So in other words, the meaning, the simple meaning of the words, Alibet Rish Lakish, HaTolish Tzemer, Mi Bechor Tam, means a Baal Mum even, but a Bechor Tam that you can't act upon its Mum. In other words, you don't have Itiro Mumcha. So that means if it's lo itiru mumcha, he's tining everybody. That's what Rish Lakish said. Everybody would say that that's awesome. Because we're only talking about where itiru mumcha. That's where we have the discussion between Akavya ben Malala and the Chachomi. But then comes on Rabbi Yossi and he says, well, there's always hope. What's the hope? It's ready to be shechted. So what's the hope? Go shechted. What do you mean there's always hope? Elamai, there's always hope. Look, I don't know whether we're going to get a het or a shechter because I haven't shown it yet to a mumcha. But there's always hope you could show it to a mumcha, it'll be matir or a shechter. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yossi is saying, we're not calling it a tam just because lo itiru mumcha. That would be a bechor baal mum, not a shailas. Can you shechter or not? If you get a psak and a stamp on it, that it's this is a kosher mum to shechter, yesh tikva, and then you'll be able to be nene from the tzemer. So apparently this machloket itself is the machloket between the first approach to the Tanakhama, which indeed is like Rish Lakish, where over there the meaning of tam is kol ot shelo itiru mumcha, the Tana calls it tam, and gufa the machloket with Rabbi Yossi himself, the way he understands, Rabbi Yossi himself holds that afagav de lo itiru mumcha. So now, otherwise, how are you going to learn the Braita? Omar Rava, not necessarily. It could be that everybody here agrees with Rish Lakish. Maybe Kuleyama hold the Itiru Mumcha in Ilo Itiru Lo. The truth is, you're not looking carefully into what's going on over here. Things are more complicated than they seem to be. because there really are three separate machlokas here, not two. It's not that we're restating the same machloka. There's shalosh machlokot b'davar. The Tanakhama says, in a case where it died, right? He says, v'mate. So then, even if it would be mate, as we said before, tolash meno v'chakach mate. I mean, that idea is even mate, but who had been le shachato. He's not saying in the case only of mate, because only in mate do we have the way Rabbi Yossi said, that only in mate do we have a machlok. For shachato, we don't have a machlok. No. That's not what the Tanakhama is saying. The Tanakhama is saying even mate. That even in a case where it was mate, that over there Akavya ben Mahalalel is matir, but not that the Rabbanan would be made in the other case, so that the truth is, please give a made for what in the Shachato. We could have argued in the case where it was Nishkat, and I would have agreed to the way it says in our Mishnah that the Tana, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, even if it was Nishkat, not like Rabbi Yossi says, oh, everybody is made it with that. No, not true. Not everybody is more than that. Why then did he mention mate? Because he wants you to know that you should know it. After the Malav is Matir, even mate. So this is a Kerech of Hetera. Even though the wool that's on the actual body of the Bechor is Aser, wool that had been Niplash is Mutter. Okay? Comes on, Rabbi Yudah said, no. Akavya ben Mahalalel never said that. On the contrary, Akavya ben Mahalalel said, mate is Aser. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yudah, everybody agrees, mate is Aser. The only machloket is in Nishcha. Ki pligi b'shachato. Rabbi Yossi says that actually the exact opposite is true. B'shachato, everybody is matir. And the only machloket is b'mate. If we understand it that way, so then it makes perfectly good sense to Braita. We're starting off from the opposite direction. It has nothing to do with Hitiro Mumcha. Tam means Tam, Balmom means Balmom, and Hitiro Mumcha is a given. I mean, Feldak Rishwaka is a given. You can't bring any Raya from here. We're not discussing that. So either it is or it isn't. But it's certainly possible everybody could agree with Rish Lakish. We thought that it was a question of, does everyone agree and they argue only by mate, or does everyone agree by mate and argue only with Nishkat? But there's a Tanakhama here who says, no, not true. There's a third possibility, that they argue across the board. They mate, they Nishkat. That's the Tanakhama of the Braita. Clear? We're all happy. Okay. Omer of Nachman. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is the way we had it initially in the Mishnah, and that it's only a machloket in the case of everybody's made it tzasser, only where it was nishkat, and there, Akavya ben Mahalalel says that it's mutter because it was nishkat. Why do I say that is the halacha? Because it says in Bechirta, it says in Masechet Idiot, exactly that. Hoil v'tzem be'bechirta kavate. And we know that anything that is mentioned in the Idiot is the psak. Those were the Mishnayos that we brought together for everyone's edut. What does it say over there in Barnea's neighborhood? What does it say over there? It's not. Sa'ar bechor ba'al mum shenashar. I must warn you, there's no such Mishnah in Idiot, but the Gemara is making it easy, because if it really quoted from the Mishnah, you wouldn't have understood what it was talking about, because it starts off with him. He used to say that, Sar. So here it says, Akavya ben Mahalalel Matir. What it really says in the Mishnah, and he said, because it's continuing other Idiot, it says, and he said that it's Mutter, so we just make it a self-contained statement. There's no difference other than in the actual phraseology. So the tznan sa'ar b'chor ba'amum shenashar v'inicho b'chalon v'akakach shachato akave b'malal matir v'chachamim osrim. So here we see that the machloket is exactly as Rabbi Yudah said, the machloket is b'shenishchat, not b'shemit. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what do we got to run to Idiot? Why don't we just finish the Mishnah? Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins with a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to what the din is between Akavim and Mahalalel and the Chachamim. And it closes with a statement that's stam, without even discussing it. And you're supposed to guess who it's going according like. The closing of the Mishnah is Tzemer HaMeduvlal. You went ahead and shechted a Bechor. Some of this Tzemer is loose, Well, it depends if it appears to be part of the Giza. And then if it's part of the Giza, then it would be mutter. Now, are we talking about the Yeshechter? Are we talking about the... I mean, it's very unclear. So now I ask you, Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I ask you to read this Mishnah carefully and explain to me what it's talking about and whose sheet it represents. And when you do that, you will see that the Tana of our Mishnah made it very clear that the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda. Because, let's figure it out, the Tana. Semer ha-meduv lal bevechor, et shenir e min ha-giza, then it's mutar. Et she'eino nireh min ha-giza, then it's asur. Now, tell me who authored this statement, okay, money. Is it Reb Yossi? Reb Yossi was the one who holds that everybody is meida, then it was nishchat, that then any wool that had been detached was mutar. So, b'mai, what's the case? Ilema b'shachato? Are we talking, I mean, it doesn't say over here whether it died, whether you shechted it. That's very unclear. So, are we talking about where you shechted it? According to Reb Yossi, both Akavi ben Malal and the Rabbanan say that the wool is mutter. So that for sure is ridiculous. I mean, why would we say it depends if it's nearer, whether it's nearer or not? The Chachamim were also mutter. I'll leave it to Reb Yossi, okay? So, that's definitely not the case. Is it talking about that it died? And what? It's talking about, according to the Rabbanan. So according to Rabbanan, all of the wool is also. Whether it was the wool that looks like the Giza, because the animal died, the whole animal is also. It needs to be nikva. And according to the Chacham, if it was detached before, it remains also. If it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, it should have said exactly the opposite. The part that's attached to the body is osur because it died. The part that clearly was removed from before is mutter. That's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. In a case where it was made, so it makes absolutely no sense, according to Rabbi Yossi. There's no way for it to work out. Not if it's talking about mate, and not if it's talking about nishchat, not Ali b'de Akavya, not Ali b'de Rabbanan, forget it, okay? Fine. So if it's going according to Akavya, ipchami boile, it should have said exactly the opposite. Nira imagiza, what appears to be part of the wool that's on the body is usr. Why? Because it died. And mita ka asrle. Eino nira imagiza, it's not part of the body, then it's mutter. Because ostensibly, according to Rabbi Yossi, Akavya is matir in a case where it was torn off before. Okay, now. We've dispensed with Reb Yossi. So it can only be going Aliba to Reb Yehuda, correct? Elapshita, it's Reb Yehuda. Now, case. Did it die? According to Reb Yehuda, if it died, everybody's mighty that it's us. So then, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Akave, Bein l'Rabbanan, Idivide, Misre, Asre, both wolves would be us if it died, whether it's part of the animal or not. Okay, there's only one possible case, and that is Bishachato. So it's talking about that it was Nishcha. Aliba the Rebbe Akavya, both are mutter. So it's not going according to him. It's going according to the Rabbanan. Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda. There's no other way to read it. So Elalav Rabbanani. And if it's a Stam Mishnah here, Aliba the Rabbanan, it only is making its statement Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore, Shmamina, that this ending of the Mishnah is coming to teach me min hastam halachic Rabbi Yehuda in how to understand the machlokas of Akavya ben Malalel and the Rabbanan. So even without the Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, we still know what the din is. Boy, Rabbi Yannai, we've been discussing, says Rabbi Yannai, the din of a Bechor. And a Bechor is sort of a unique situation because by a Bechor, you really have the question of you may end up leaving it around. How about if it's a Korban Oila? What about there? Do we have any chashash of a Korban Oila? Suppose somebody goes and he's Tolesh Semer from an Oila to Mima. Mao, what's the din? Says, wait a minute. Tolesh? We weren't talking about Tolesh. We were talking about Nitlash. Who was Matir Tolesh? Now, that's not so clear to ask that question, who is Matir Tolesh? Because look, after all, we said before, we were talking about a case of Tolesh Semer Mibachor Tam. We didn't make an afkamina between Tolesh and Nitlash, at least not yet. When we get to Amud Beis, we'll start looking at that issue. But Rashi, in order to avoid this problem, says, who would have said, according to the Rabbanan, that Tolesh would, and since we just passed him like the Rabbanan in the Stam Mishnah. I mean, why are you asking a case that's irrelevant? Nobody was matir. There's nothing in the Rabbanan that would ever be matir Tolesh. Mi ikaman deshari. Sorry, I mean, Tzemesh nitlash. So it's nitlash from an Eila to Mima. And what would be the din over there? This is Michaim. Now you go ahead and you shechted it. Okay, so if we're talking about a balad mum, l'chora, we have the same problem. But if it was already a kosher carbon, so what would be the din? Maybe, if it was a normal carbon, would we have any din of shehiyah? It was a chatat. It was an usham. Would we have any chashash of a gezerah? Absolutely not. The same way that we have a special halacha when it comes to the korbanot of chatat and asham, that the gizbar doesn't have to go around and force a person to put a lien on his property. People want a kapor. If they're chayiv in a kapor, they'll take care of it themselves. So then there's also no chashash. What, are you going to leave it around? For what? You're anxious to get your kapor. So that's not a problem. So this is what I'm asking. This is exactly my question, says Rabbi Yonah. I understand that when it comes to chatas and an asham, for sure, lo tibar lecha, there's nothing to discuss. Because given the kapara ato, since those karbanot are being brought to be mechaper, nobody leaves it around. The bechor and the maaser, which those are the karbanot that are for sure, I mean, there's no reason, as far as you could see, not to leave it around, other than the Torah doesn't like that. But, you know, I mean, I don't get anything out of finishing them up faster. So over there, since they have no shaykhs to kapara at all, they're just food, so then mashallah, over there we do have to be gezer. But this is somewhat in the middle, because look, an ayla is not really a kapara. I mean, that's not its main, it's not that the Torah said, well, if you did this, you have to bring an ayla. On the other hand, if you bring an ayla and you have various of the mitzvahs that say that you didn't do, the ayla is, lamaisa ends up being mechaper, called that mikufya, as we had before in Zvok. So, What would be the din? Do we have a reason to be chayshish that he'll be masha or not? Do we say kiven de ikar lav lekapara atu mashila? Since lamaisa you don't bring a carbon oil for a chait, you bring a carbon oil to be meratz. So therefore, maybe he will figure, you know what? Let me first get what I can out of it. Odioma, kiven de oil nami mechapra asay. Since lamaisa a person does get kapara out of it. So then perhaps, lo mashila, do you have a raya? Says the Gemara, let's take a look at the bracha that we have. Hatolish semer bibachor tam, afa pishin nolad bo mum, shachato asur. Now did you notice that it says hatolish? Only if you went ahead and you were tolish. Now obviously, not b'niyeh, but that's not the point. It's that you went ahead and did it, that's the point. As opposed to it's being passive. In other words, just like we said before, if a guy was Tolesh, so obviously he's a Rasha, we're going to be chayshin him. I mean, of course he'll be Masha. That's what we were saying. Libet Rabbanan, there's somebody who's Mater Tolesh. I mean, the Rabbanan, maybe there's areas where they would be Makel a bit because on their Gezerah, but certainly not for somebody who's already proven that he is Nechshad on this. He wants it. So now, what does it say over there? That davka, the tolesh, if it would be nitlash, then it would be mutter even on a bechor. Is that what it says? It's a koshkei carbon oila, where there's much more of a reason to bring your carbon oila than there is to bring a bechor. So if in that braita we were going to be matir a bechor, koshkei will be matir an oila. No, it says the Gemara, that's not a good deal. The truth is, you did not feel nitlash, nami us. And this is really consistent with the way we've been looking at it all through the sugya. You'll note that we never were medayeh that there should be a nafkamina between Tolesh and Nitlash until now, where we recognize that there may be more of a grounds to make gzeira of that he's going to be ati l'shuhuye if he's a Rasha who's interested in keeping the wool. Okay, but it's not that we really believe that the focus of the braita was the difference between Tolesh and Nitlash. Had we believed that, then we would have had an obvious difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakhama talked about Tolesh. Rabbi Yossi was talking about Nitlash. So we really haven't been taking very seriously this difference. And therefore, says the Gemara, there's no difference between Tolesh and Nitlash. Nitlash is also us. The reason it says Tolesh is to tell me you should know that a Kaviv b'malala is matter even b'tolesh. That's all. So Lodiach HaKocha da Kaviv b'balmun, not in the Tam, obviously, but in the Balmun, afilo Tolesh na Mishori. So why in the Mishnah? All along we were talking about the case of Nashar. And now you're telling me it could have said the whole time, could have said Tolesh? Nashar Tanan. Ah, the Nashar is to teach me the Kerech of the Rabbanim. That even if it fell off on its own and the man never indicated any interest in keeping the wool, it's still us. And the Tolesh is coming to tell me the Kerech of the Akavya. That even though he wants the wool, nonetheless, Akavya b'malala was Matir. And then the last thing that we had in the Mishnah was Tzemer HaMiduvlal. So there, the Mishnah said, if it's nira im ha-giza, so then you have the din of the giza. If not, it's us. So what defines that? Hechi dami eino nira im ha-giza. What do we call eino nira? It doesn't seem to. Im ha-giza means it's part of the rest of the wool on the body. Eino nira im ha-giza means that it's clear to anybody who's looking that this is this attack. What does that mean? How much is it clear? Omar Rabbi Elazar Meresh Lakish. It means ikaro hafuch klapei rosho. It means that you could see the roots of the hair facing upward. So it's obviously detached. In other words, it's a tuft of wool. It's mixed in with other hair, but you could see both top and bottom. So then it's obvious that this is just hanging on. It's not really part of the gizah. Whereas Rav Natan Bar Oshai Omer, no, you don't need that. It should be that evident. It's kosher eno mitma'ech imagiza. You put your hands along it, and it's sticking out. It doesn't go down like the rest of it. It's on a different level. If it's on a different level, that means it's no longer attached at the bottom of the same place. It must be partially pulled out. And that's much more chomer, of course. Reish Lakish, my time, Elomak Rav Natan Bar Oshai. Why didn't he want to be matirit, asrit, even like Rav Natan Bar Oshai? Well, as Reish Lakish. I mean, Amar Bilaya, because of Reish Lakish. If you would do that, then forget about it. There's no such thing. I mean, any normal Giza has hairs that are sticking out. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Where it was actually a tuft was Nitlash. I mean, then we would never have a case that where the Giza would be Mutaret. We'd have to say, oh, forget it, but I'm going to sit here pulling out hairs. No, we won't use it, so we're not going to be so modern. Hadron alok alokeach behema, had kama Yisrael chayavim li tapel bebechor. How long does the Yisrael have to hold this bechor before handing it over to a kohen? Now, the Rambam assumes that the makor of our assumption that you certainly cannot give the bechor as soon as it's born to the kohen. The makor of the assumption is lemashcha. We said before, legidula, all the karbonis, all of the matonis of the kohanim are lemashcha. Kachonetatia, lemashcha. Mashcha means kederach shamalachim, given in a mechubad fashion, eaten in a mechubad fashion, to take a newborn, very heavily in need of constant tipul and cleaning and vet visits and whatever. That's not lemashcha. That's how the Rambam understands it. According to that, the discussion that we're going to have in the Gemara now that shows us Sukkim from where we derive what the Shir is, those are just esmachtas about and how long that Lamashcha should be. But they're not the mocker of a very logical conclusion that you can't just give him a useless thing and expect him to raise it and take care of it. Yeah. Okay, be that as it may, either we're going to learn out the whole Halacha from a Pasuk, or we're going to learn out the Shir that we're about to mention from the Pesukim. But the Mishnah is taken as a given. You have to keep it a while for yourself. Says the Gemara, the Shir is Behema Daka. You have to keep it until 30 days of age. Ad Shloshim Yom. Ubegasat Chamishim Yom. Rabbi Yosef says, no, a Daka, you're going to have to keep longer. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's because more tipul is needed for younger animals because of small animals. Because if they have problems of nourishment, you're going to have to use baby bottles and they can't eat on their own until much later. They don't have the correct teeth either. Well, We're going to get to that. A little bit of patience. So, b'daka shlosha chodashim, amar lo ha-kohen, if the kohen comes to him, b'tov zman zeh, and he says, give it to me and I'll take care of it, don't give it to him. Hareza lo yitnenu lo. We'll see why. But if it's a balmum, as our president said, and the kohen says, I want to eat it today, then you can give it to him. As we'll see, the reason for this is that a kohen who offers to take a bechor off of your hand is basically giving you an out to be zocheh in the bechor. The kohen is not allowed to do things for you so that you will give him matana. That is called a chilul of the brit of Levi, shichatem brit Levi, and therefore, unless he's actually going to use it, which he's not doing you any favor, he's not saying, I'll take care of the animal, it'll be okay, you can give it to me now. That's like payment for my care of the animal. If I want to eat the animal, it's fine, I'll be yotze the nesin of the bechor now. Number chuyiv to wait. So if he tells him to give it to him, stam, and I'll take care of it, you're not allowed to, because that's a bizoyan. If, however, it's a balmum, and he says, then it's mutter. As a matter of fact, if it was bizman beit hamidash, and it was tamim, and he said, listen, it's already 8 days old, I want to be makriv it already, so give it to me today, makriv, then it's also mutter. The only thing that's oser is an exchange of work for bechor. I'll care for it if you give it to me, which is what it boils down to when he says that. The bechor has to be eaten within its first year. This is true whether it's a tam, meaning in terms of eaten by bringing it as a shlamim and then you eat the meat, or whether it's a balmum, you eat the meat. Shenema lifnei Hashem melokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. I'm going to see that it mentions both. The very next pasuk starts talking about a mum. So even though shana b'shana lifnei Hashem melokecha is a reference to a tam, but the next pasuk already opens up with the shana b'shana, the dinim of the balmum in a bechor. Nolad lo mum betok shenato. If it got a mum, you still have that year. Rishay lekaimo kol shneim asar chodesh. You keep it the entire 12 months. But le'achar shnato in a rishay lekaimo elat 30 yom. If you've been holding onto this bechor, what are you supposed to do? You're not allowed to bring it as a korban bizman hazeh. It's already after its year, so you would think since it has to be eaten b'shnato, the moment it gets a mum, you're mechuyev to eat it. You still have 30 days from the time that it gets the mum. Kohen, yeah. Minani Mila says, well, how do we know this idea? Now again, Machlokas Rishonim, how do we know that you're not supposed to give it to the Kohen right away? Or, according to the Rambam, how do we know that the shear of not giving it to the Kohen right away is 30 days? Omer of Kana, the Omer Kro, Bechor Banecha Titenli, Kein Taaseh Letzonecha. Now, the truth is, the Pasuk really says, we have to grasp what's happening. The Pasuk says, Meleyatcha V'dimacha Lo Ta'acher. When you're bringing your bikurim, don't bring it late. And then it goes on to say, "Bechor banecha titenli kein ta'aseh l'shorecha l'tzoneh." Okay, so that means that we have a comparison of the meleyatcha v'dimacha and bechor banecha. So we have two things that we have a certain time that we know. The bikurim is how old is the bikurim when it's brought? 50 days old. So it begins to be mitbaker. It's now 50 days from the time that it's mitbaker. On the 50th day, shvuas, that's when we bring it. When do we bring the bechor banecha? Shloshim. Okay, so we have shloshim yom and we have chamishim yom, basically mentioned in the pasuk. What we're trying to do is line up the meleyacha, which is the bikurim, with the shor, and the bechor banecha of shloshim yom with the tzonecha. Okay, so we have A, B, A, B. The two A's line up, the two B's line up. That's what we're trying to do. So bechor banecha titenli, that matches up with kein ta'aseh letzonecha, which is B, because bechor was B. Meleyatcha v'dimacha, which is A, lo ta'acher, matches up with A. That is to say, kein ta'aseh l'shorecha. So the shor is 50 days, and the bechor banecha 30 days applies to the tzon. Why say it that way? Why not say it the other way? Why? Makes sense to match up A to A and B to B, right? Mistaver the mikdam le mikdam de macher le macher. We should keep it parallel. Meleyatcha v'dimacha refers to shorecha, and bechor banecha refers to tzonecha. So as you learn why, I could say adarabba. The somichlay. Which one is attached to bechor banecha titen li kein ta'aseh l'shorecha? Mashmah, the shore requires 30 days. And then the extremes are the tzon and the maleyatcha. So the tzon should be 50 days, and the shore should be 30 days. Says Rava, you certainly can't say that, because it also says ta'aseh, king ta'aseh l'shorcha. So that adds an additional asiya to the shore. Osif la'katuv asiya acheret b'shorcha. So it's telling you now to do more for the shore than you do for the... Oh, wait a minute. I could make that work very well. B'chor banecha is attached to shore, and ta'aseh doubles the time of b'chor banecha. An additional asiyah means, and it's not enough when you're dealing with a shore, you got to keep it for 60 days. So then that would be the way, and then the tzon would be 50 days, and this would be 60 days. I mean, why not? The ima shitin, I mean, why not make it? Because, come on, I mean, the Torah basically is not defining itself very well. It doesn't say what this asiyah is. You're saying the asiyah could be, yes, it could be. But in cases like this, what we say is, lo misaracha katuv ela l'chachamim. When a pasuk is left vague to this extent, what it means is, use your brain. And therefore, the chachamim tell you what makes the most sense. This makes the most sense in terms of the required tipul. Tanya nami hachi, b'chor banecha titainli, kein ta'aseh l'tzonecha. You might think l'shorcha the same way. Talmud gomar, ta'aseh hosif l'cha katuv asiyah acheret b'shorcha, without defining what that asiyah acheret is. And therefore, says the Braisa, lo misarcha katuv el chachamim, the Torah has thrown you into the hands of the chachamim. Mikan amru, ad kama yisroh chayavim l'tapel b'vachor. This is the source of the Mishnah. Bibei medaka shloshim yom, bigasa chamishim yom. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, look, if we're using our brains, then we got to figure out how not to use the teeth. Because bedaka should be shlosha chadashim. Then they should tipulam miruba. It's difficult to raise those sheep. Why? Tana b'pnei shineh hadakot. Since it has a difficult time in eating real food, and it isn't scheduled to start eating its real food until it's 3 months old. So you want to send it to Gan by sending it to the Kohen, let him start for, without giving it to mother. So now he's going to, what's he going to do? Buy baby bottles and Materna? So Mamela, it makes more sense to say that there we should have a shear, whatever is necessary. 30 days is when its teeth come in, and it, 3 months, sorry, is when its teeth come in and when it's able to survive on its own.
Why wouldn't
the Kohen get it right away? Continues the mission, I want to eat it today, you give it to him right away. Imam Allah came to Chazman, but he says, Tneo li, and I'll take care of it. Oh, no. Areza lo yiten lo, don't give it to him. My time, huh? Omrib Sheshes, Vileshid Nirek, Kohen, Amisayea, Bebet Agronot. It boils down to essentially offering to do a job for you. I'll raise this animal for you in exchange for the fact that you choose me as your Kohen. Hello. It's me. So, that's exactly what is considered to be a bizoyan for the Matnot Kahuna, Tanur Abonan, HaKohanim, the Leviim, the Aniim, that are Misayim in the Beit Haroim. They want to go out there and help out with the animals. They're hoping, that's referring to Kohani, they're hoping that you'll give them the Bukhar because you've done all this work for them in the barn. Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, why don't we just give you a Bukhar as a tip? Okay. Or Bebet HaGranot, this could be referring to also the Levi or to the Ani, that you'll give him the Meiser Ani, or the Meiser Rishon to the Levi. Or Bebet Hamit Bachayim, this is a reference to the Matanot of the Zroa L'Chayayim, the Keva. So I'll wash down the floors in the butcher shop. Oh, I'm sure they'll give me the Matanot.
Is there a huge for the Kohanim to kill or check the Bechor?
Yes.
There is.
He can't
keep it and make
no,
it grow.
No, that's what we said. One year, Shana B'Shana, was that in the Mishnah. In these cases, you must not give them Truma or Meiser B'Saran. You pay them. V'imah Simkein, if you do, it's, you're being mechalal it. It's as if you're being mechalal the matanot. Ve'aleihem ha'katuv omer, you were shichaten, you destroyed the Brit HaLevi in the way that you're acting over here. Terrible. Ve'omer, furthermore, it says, ve'etkarchei b'nei Yisrael lo techalalu ve'lo tamutu. What does that add? What does it mean to ve'omer? V'chi teima mitalo, you might think that, okay, it's not nice, shichaten Brit HaLevi, understand, but I mean, it's not so serious, is it? Toshma, it's like being mechal kachin. Vet kachay b'nei Yisrael lo techalalu v'lo tamutu. Now, it doesn't really mean that there is no yiv mitah, as the Rishonim point out. It's not listed in the things. It means that it's very chamur. It doesn't mean literally that there's a, it doesn't explain lavdav. It doesn't mean that it just means that it's korah, it's a terrible sin of an ovein misa. So, the truth is that it's such a terrible thing, bichu chachomim lekonsam. The Chachamim actually considered putting on a kedas to anyone who would give any of the matanais to a Kohen or to a Levi or to an Ani in exchange for work, and the kedas would be that they'd have to take it off again and leave the first one as the schar, and they'd be mechuyev to take off new trumas and maisras. But they didn't. They wanted to be mafi shalem truma mishalem from the start. Why did they not put on this fine? They were afraid that if they did, people might take it so seriously that they will think that this is really tevel now. So if it's really tevel, so now I can be mafresh from it on other tevel, I can mafresh other tevel on it. I mean, this could cause a disaster. Because the truth is, of course, that this is complete chulin. It's all been taken care of. They may get mixed up. And because of that, it's not kedai to give them a knas if it's going to end up being mekalkel, real trumas and maisrens. Hatolesh tzemen bibuchor tam, afa pish nolad bamum v'shachato, Asur, b'chor ba'mum shetalash v'menu v'yachar kach meit, akavi ben mahalav matir v'chachamim osrim. Om Reb Yehuda, no way, lo b'zeitir akavi ben mahalav. It was talking about a sar b'chor ba'mum shenashar v'inichu b'chalon v'chachar kach shachato. B'zeh akavi ben mahalav matir v'chachamim osrim. Om Reb Yehuda, not true. Moda, my Abba, Chalafta, Bezed, they all the Chachomim. This is Mutter. Be Yichud Amru Chachomim. You know, Yenechenu Bechalon, Shema Yesh Tikva. Shachato, Debre HaKol, Mutter. Mate, there you have a Machlokas, a Kavi B'mal Alamatir, Chachomim Osrin. Isn't Rav Yossi exactly Hainu Tanakama? El Alav, the Machlokas is Gufa Yitiro Mumche Yikabinayo. The Tanakam is over Tir Mumchin Ilolo, which is why he calls it a Tam, meaning she Tir Mumcha only is called a Balmum. Otherwise, for all intents and purposes, a Tam. Comes along Rav Yossi LeMeimar. No, Yesh Tikva, that you could shecht it. So obviously it's not in your hands. Why? Because Lohi Tir Mumcha until now. So even if you were Lohi Tir Mumcha, if it's Nishchat, in the end it's Mutter. Omar Rav, not necessarily. Could be the kulei amitir mumchi ini lolo, iloitir mumchi lolo. And the way to understand this is that there are three different reports here about the machloket of the akavi memalalan and the chachomi. According to the Tanakama, the machloket is across the board. Pligi b'meit v'adin l'shachato. V'hadika miflige b'meit is only lo diachakochet akavya. Reb Yehuda Savar, no, b'meit, everybody holds it's usher. And Rabbi Yossi holds, on the contrary, b'shachto devrekol it's mutter, and kipligi b'meit. That's all. I'm Reb Nachman. Halachic Reb Yehuda, because tzadan bebechir tekavate, tzadan sar bechor ba'almum, shenashar v'nicho bechalon v'charkach shachato, akavya ben mahalal matir v'chachomim osrim. I'm Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, what do you got to schlep out the bechirta for? What's wrong with our Mishnah? Tell me what case. It's ridiculous. What's the difference what it looks like? According to Rabban, if it was made, if it's going according to Akavia, it should have said exactly the opposite. That if it's Eino nira, then it's mutter. Nira magiza, it's aser, because mita ka aserli. Eino nira magiza, mutter, because it was talish mikora. Elapshita, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what's the case? Bema'ilema b'meit, ben lakabe ben larabonan, idibidim eser aseri, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elalav b'shachato. And if it's going to Akavia, it would still be mutter. Must be going to Rabbanan. Shmamina b'shachato pligi shmamina. And the only way to read the Mishnah is that it is a vindication of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Boy, Rabbi Yana, Haptolish Tzemer Miolat Mimama Tolesh. Tolesh is a Rasha. Mihika man that would say the Chachamim were matter that. Ela Tzemer Shenit Lash Miolat Mimama. I wouldn't ask you about Chattas V'Oshem. They're allowed to buy Lacha. Given the Lekaparahatu, who's going to leave it around? Lo Mashal. The Bechor and the Meiser, we know that there's a problem. To keep in the Lav Lekaparahatu, we said the Rabbanan Gozer, then Mashal. I'm only asking you about an oil. My. Given the Iker of an oil is not coming for Kapara, maybe you'll be Mashal. Or given the oil Nami Mechapra, because it's Mechapra Hasei, so people won't be Mashal. Toshma, Hatolesh Tzemer bi Bechor Tam, Afa Pishinayot Bomum, Shachato Asur. Why? Because you were Tolesh it. But if it would be Nitlash, apparently everybody would hold its mutter. So then Koshkin and Ayla? We're an Ayla, you're not Mashale. No. Well, didn't I feel Nitlash would be Asur? The only reason we said Tolesh is Lodiachako Choda Akavia, that by a Bomum, even a Tolesh is mutter. So, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that it was Nashar Tnan. Yeah, Tnan Nashar Lo Diach HaKochot Rabbonan, that even when the guy isn't a Rasha, we're Choshed, that it'll be Masha. And Tana Tolesh Lo Diach HaKochot HaKavya, that we're not Chosh Vashiyah. Tzemer Amadu V'lal, what do you call Nira Imagiza or not? Echi Dami Eino Nira Imagiza. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Resh Lakish, Kol She'i Karo, Hafuch klape rosho. If not on Baroshai Omar, you don't have to go so far. If it's not on the same level and it's not mitmaheich magiza, that's already awesome. Vresh Lakish my time alomak Rav Natan Baroshai, Rabbi Lo, because and then he figures, forget about it. Because so Vresh Lakish, you'll never ever find a giza that would be okay. The fishi ef shala giza, balo nimin amadu dalot. At kama Yisrael chayavim litapel bebechor bedaka at 30 yomu begaza at 50 yom. Rabbi Yosef Meir, no, daka is worse. Daka requires 3 chodashim. If amar lo hakohen betoch hazman hazeh tenei li, don't you dare. Harei zeh lo yitnenu lo. Ve'im bamumu v'amar lo tenei li she'ochlenu, then it's mutter. B'shat hamikdash, even if it was imo yatmi, tomim. If he said Tenli Vakraveno, it's also what? Abuchar Nechal Shana Bishana, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum, meaning within its first year. Shenema Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Shana Bishana. Nolad Lomum Betok Shnato, you could still keep it around Koshlema Sechodesh. But Liachar Shnato, Eino Vesher Lekamu Elat Shoshim Yom. You know what I mean? That you have to have these shiurim of 30 and 50. Omer Evkanu Domer Kro, B'chor banecha titein li, kein ta'asir etzonecha. On the other hand, it says, m'liatcha v'dimacha lo ta'acher, kein ta'asir l'shorecha. Obviously, it doesn't really say any of this, but we're putting it together in that way. And why not epuchana? Mistavra, the mikdam la mikdam, the mu'ucha la mu'ucha. No? Why? Adarabah. The samech lay to the samech lay. The word b'chor banecha titein li comes together, kein ta'aseh l'shorcha, not together with kein ta'aseh l'tzonecha. Elam Arava, that's because the Torah adds the words ta'aseh to the shorcha. So, osif l'cha katuv asiyachar b'shorcha. So maybe that means to double the 30 days of the Bechor Adam, and to make it 60. Nu. So obviously, loma sarcha katuv, ela l'chachamim, as the Brayta points out. Tanya ha'me'ochi b'chor banecha titen li kein ta'aseh l'tzonecha. Yochal af l'shorcha, Talmud Omer, ta'aseh. Hosif l'cha katuv v'siachet b'shorcha, and look, lo mesarcha katuv v'lachachomim, mikan amru, atkam yisrol chayavim mitapel b'vachor, b'vei medaka 30 yom, and begase, we choose 50 yom. Rabbi Yossi says, no, bedaka, et 3 chodashim, v'pnei sh'tipulam merubah, tanam, that's because shineha takot. Im amala, ken betoch hazman hazeh tneuli, Arizu lo yiten lo, my time. Omer Evshez Reshinir ki kohenu mesayeha bevet agronot. Tanu rabbonin kohanim, leviyim or aniyim, that are mesayim either in the Beit Aroim for Bechor, or bevet agronot for various masrot or trumot, or bevet amit bachayim for zor lechayim vekeva. Ein not nim lehem, truma, maaser, or matanot bischaran, v'imosin kein chilalo. V'alem ha-ketuv v'omer, shichatem brit ha-levi, v'omer v'etkatshe b'nei Yisrael lo techalalo, v'lo tamutu. Mai v'omer, chitem ha-mita lo, tashma, etkatshe b'nei Yisrael lo techalalo, v'lo tamutu. And the fact is, bikshu chachamim, l'konsan, to force them, liot mafreshin aleim truma, all the way mishalem. Mibnei malo konsum, diamati lafreshim min aptur, alachiyuv. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
You've been practicing, I hope.
Oh, yes.
Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Vav, Yutes Vitamis. So yesterday, I think we got up to one line from the bottom of Chofei on the base. Basically, the contention was yesterday that the only time that we're going to be matir in this machlokis between Akapiv and Mahalalel and the Chachomim is if there was a mumcha that had been matir the Bechor already. But if there was a Bechor Balmun, which only afterwards we discovered has a heter mumcha, then you can't rely on it. We're going to treat it as if it wasn't the Balmun. We were looking yesterday for rayas, one way or the other, to that approach. And today the Gemara wants to continue. Meisvei, asking on this limitation of the machlokas, the doctrine, to a mumcha, meisvei. Hatolesh tzemer bibakortam, apapishin olad bo mum v'shachato asur. Somebody pulls off some wool from a Bechor Tam. Now notice that it stresses Dafka Bechor Tam. Even though a mum was nailed afterwards, and you shackled it afterwards, there it's definitely answer. Now this seems to be saying Taima the Tam. This is only because it's Mamish Tam. But if it would have been a Bamum, even though I only discovered that it's a mumcha later, how Bamum, sure? Because otherwise, I mean, the figure of Kiddush would have been the same. But a telesh semer mibachor bal mum shaloi tiru mumcha. And then, if tiru mumcha, then it would have been mutter. You see, if you tell me dafka tam, it means that literally it has to be a tam. So what's Rish Lakish going to do with this? Rish Lakish was the man the armor who signed that you need to have tiru mumcha before. Says the Gemara, the Reish Lakish will simply tell you that that's the meaning of the word Bechor Bal Tam. Kol Heva, the Lord, Yitiro Mumcha, Tam Korela. That's the point that Tana is making. If you don't have a Heter Mumcha, you need to look at this Bechor as if it's a Tam. Even though Ledat Tam, it's a Bal Mum. But halachically speaking, it's not a Bal Mum. That's the point. We'll get to that, but even if it would be, it's, you see that it would have been mutter if it would have been a balmum. It makes it even stronger. So let's say that the machlokis, there's a machlokis tanoim about Reish Lakish's contention that Dafke Hitiro Mumcha is the place where Akadah ben Malala and the Chachamim were asering. And that actually there's a Tana that agrees with Reish Lakish, but there's also a Tana that argues on Reish Lakish. Because it says as follows, that this is a little bit complicated because it introduces a number of different variables. The problem with this whole subject is that there are quite a few variables. It's a little difficult to keep them all in mind. Let's think about the variables we discussed until now. The main issue that we discussed was the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah about whether there was going to be shchita subsequently, or there was going, or there was nisa. If there was nisa, so then there was a problem that even the after nisa, the tzemer has to be buried. Furthermore, since he never did an act to show that he wasn't Masha this Bechor. So Memela, I mean, it's very evident that we've got good grounds to suspect that this is not a good situation, that the guy has took this Tzemer and hopes to actually keep the Tzemer. Baruch HaTzadi, Mashen came when it comes to Shechita. Okay, so that was the first aspect that we had. The other issue that we had that now Rish Lakish raised is the question of Yitiro Mumcha. What's the situation? I mean, obviously the overall situation is it a Tam or is it a Baal Mum? Is it a Baal Mum Shitiro Mumcha or a Baal Mum Shelo Yitiro Mumcha? But there's some other issues that we also, Moshe Baruch, for instance, just raised the question. Is there an Atkamina between Talash or between Nitlash? Because over here it says, I mean, Talash, Tzemer, Mibachar, Bamon, right? So that would be an Atkamina too. Furthermore, the Atkaminas as to what type of animal we're talking about. I mean, what about the same case where it would be an Ayla or a Kapas or something? That's not clear. And then there are some other issues which we're about to bring up as well, all of which will have to take into consideration. So let us concentrate. Initially, we're not aware that we need to take all of these elements into consideration. And therefore, the Gemara is going to look at the following brisa. Don't attempt to understand the brisa now. In other words, let's just memorize the shitas. Because the Gemara will try now to understand, so what exactly is the machlokas between these shitas? Initially, we want to understand that the machlokas between the shitas is good for the machlokas in Reish Lakish. Whether you require Yitiro Mumcha or you don't require Yitiro Mumcha. The other elements that strike us, because we're already aware that they're going to be involved, the Gemara initially ignores. So it says like this in the Braisa. Hatolesh semer mi bechor tam. Let's ignore the fact that it says hatolesh. Okay? We think it's just a question of semer shenitlash. Mi bechor tam. Afa pisha nola bo mum, even though it got a mum. Afterwards, vishachato, asun. But if it was a bechor bal mum shenitlash menon, and then it died, that's another element that we had to take into consideration. Afterwards, does it die, or afterwards you shed, right? So here it is, the Africa maize. Akavya ben mahalalel matir v'chachomim osrim. Now this is not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is where it was shechted afterwards. Not where it died afterwards, right? Okay, so in this case as well, Akavya ben mahalalel is matir, and the chachomim aser, and as a matter of fact, it was Rabbi Yossi who signed it that's the only case, correct? In the Mishnah, he said, Lo bezeh, no, that wasn't the case. The case was where it died, not where you shechted it. That's where the Chachamim were failing. They say, this brisa begins where, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi argues. It seems to represent the sheep of Rabbi Yossi. Unfortunately, we're going to see that Rabbi Yossi argues on this. Something's a little bit funny here. So there comes on Rabbi Yehuda and says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo bezeh yitir Akavya ben Mahalalel. This wasn't the case where Akavya ben Mahalalel was being matir. Ela b'sa'ar b'chor ba'al mum shenashar v'inicho b'chalon v'chakak shachato. Okay, this is the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, correct? This is the same rebuke that says in our Mishnah exactly this. The machlok, zakat, the malalam, and the chachomim is in a case where it was shechted, not where it died on its own. And in that case, the chachomim aser, and the zakat, the malalam is matir. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and now Lekora Rabbi Yossi was the one who had said the reisha, correct? Because that was Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah. He was the one that said, lo bezeh, ela in the case of Misa. This appears to be, so far, our Mishnah in reverse. It introduces the first part as Liakha Misa, that was Rabbi Yossi Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda says the words that Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah. No, that's not the case. Lo bezeh tiru. The case was the Shita. So it's basically our Mishnah, but from the point of view of Rav Yossi, not from the point of Rav Yehuda. And now Rav Yehuda comes to assert, let's say it the way it says it in our Mishnah, because that's the way I said it, you see. Problem is, comes along Rav Yossi himself and argues, which is very strange. So Rav Yossi says, well, now wait a minute. Moda Abba Chalapta Bezeh. Now, Rav Yossi's Abba was Abba Chalapta. Now he ends up therefore calling his father by his name, Abba Chalapta. You see, which is a little strange. And as a matter of fact, the poskim, including the Gra Halachulamais, to bring a riot from this Gemara, that you are allowed to call, or not, perhaps not to call, but to refer to, perhaps not in his presence, a father by his name if you're Moses, a honorary title, such as Abba. This is a Lashon of Chashim, as we saw before by Rav. So Rav and Abba, that was my focus, Rashi and Tosis, is Abba a Lashon of Chashim, is Rav a Lashon of Chashim. But certainly there's an element of it, and I'm not stopped saying his name. Okay, well, Maisa, the Marshal argues, he gives a different explanation, and Rav Maisa Hassal passed in should I be Machmer like the Marshal, and not to refer to a parent even until other fun of with the title of Hashivas.
Okay?
Yes. He says the parish, except we have to identify the name first. So over there, they're asking, what's the name? You have to identify the name, but you don't refer to him by his name.
Only when he's not there.
Even when he's not there. Kosher Kane in his presence is Mamsha Chutzpah. Fine. So anyway, my dad, who was one of those who argued on a Kabbalah and Malala, he's made in that case. Come on, you're all mixed up, he said. He's made it in that case. That indeed it's mutter if the case was shechita, aval b'yichud amru chachamim. But absolutely clearly, this lashon of aval is not but; it's the ultimate but. Remember, we found and we've seen places where we use the word aval as it's absolutely true. On Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, we related this to the whole idea of avelut. That aval is an assertion of absolute limits, the way things really are. So aval, that's why we use the word aval also, but it comes out, it's really in a borrowed sense, that aval means limited to. So avelut is an acceptance of limits. Therefore, somebody says aval, it means absolute existential limits. We borrow it to use in common speech. But, in other words, don't say that as a rule, but we have to make sure we know that this part isn't true. But in Lashon HaKodesh, we recognize that the real meaning of aval is essentially the avelutic limitation.
It's rejection?
No, it's a limitation. It's a limitation. It's true insofar as it goes, but let's not make the mistake of thinking. So therefore, and the word b'yichud also means, you notice you say in English, specifically. Specifically, we use it in two ways. The word specifically really means in a very specified fashion. Right?
Is that a double positive or a double specific?
Yeah, no, but we also use specific in. There's no doubt about it. He specifically said. Now, why do we say he specifically said if specifically is a limit? Exactly the same thing that we're doing over here in Lashon HaKodesh. B'yichud means specifically. So in other words, I had a question of which cases we're talking about. Misa, Talisha, which we're going to discuss, versus Nitlach, Kesa, all of these variables. So specifically, they absolutely were certain that in a case such as this, we have to talk about what such as this means, B'yichud amru chachamim, Yanichero Chachamim, stick it into the Nick, which we said was the Mishnah, Lashon Mishnah. Shema Yesh Tikva, there might be some hope about this, that in the end you'd be able to utilize it and be nene from it. What would be that hope? That if Shachatov, then it would be Mutter. even according to the Chachamim, they're arguing on Rabbi Akiva, including my dad. And if it died, so then you get back into the Machlokas of Akadah ben Malal and Matir, the Chachamim Osri. This is very strange, because Rabbi Yossi simply sounds like he's repeating the Tanakhama, which is indeed in the mission of what Rabbi Yossi says. Don't try to tell me the Machlokas was in a case of Shechita, said Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Exactly the same here. No, in that case, even the Chachamim were made, my dad included, that it's okay. It's only if it dies that it wouldn't be okay. You see? So, as to the Gemara, is it Rabbi Yossi Agnes Tanakhama? Isn't Rabbi Yossi saying exactly the same words that the Tanakhama said? How are we now suddenly repeating it? Ella laughs. There's only one possibility. The possibility is like this. The question between them is Gufa the Din of Reish Lakish. When we refer to Bechor Tav, I mean Bechor Bal Mum, do we mean Dafki Tiro Munka? Or do we mean even Loi Tiro Munka? So therefore the Sephora is like this. That just like Reish Lakish said a minute ago, we asked Reish Lakish, what are you going to do with the fact that it says Tom? Masbuk was a Balmum, even if Loi Tiro Munka. So what did Reish Lakish say? No, excuse me. The word Balmum means an animal Tiro Munka, as opposed to a Tom, which means even a Balmum, Loi Tiro Munka. That's how we're going to have to understand it over here. When the Tanakhama said here, Atzeleish Bechor, Semer Bechor Tom, right? So, in other words, the meaning of Toleish Semer, even though it says Bechor Tom, actually means a Balmum, except Lo Yitiru Mumka. Whereas if it's a Balmum, then it means Yitiru Mumka. So apparently, year two, when we brought this price, Atzeleish Semer Bechor Tom, they didn't mean Bechor Tom. It meant that before Balmum Shaloi Tiru Mumka. The same way that Reish Lakish answered a moment ago. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, that's not true. Even if Loi Tiru Mumka has a din of a Balmum. Otherwise, he's just repeating what the Tanakhama says. So basically, the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakhama is a Machlokas in the Sheet of Reish Lakish. What is meant by the word Balmum? Tiru Mumka or Loi Tiru Mumka? Fascinating. Because otherwise, I mean, you're rejecting some new issue. What's the new issue? Lechora, that's the only other element. Now, we know that there was another issue that was sliding under the surface over here, which is the question, were you Pelish, or was it Nitlash Miatza, and so on. We've ignored that. Therefore, comes along now, let's just see this inside. Elalav, Yitiru Mumkei. Now, the hallmark focus of here is clearly the question of Reish Lakish. Does Bechor Balmum mean Dafki Tiro Mumka? So no, the Tanakhama, who's calling a Tiro Mumka Bechor Tam, even though it's really a Balmum, he holds the Dafki Tiro Mumka in you. Lolo, if not, then for all intents and purposes, you might as well be looking at a Tam. Comes along now, Rabbi Yossi, to say, no, please. Apakab the Loi Tiro Mumka, but Kalata said that even though, Sheman Yesh Tikva, in other words, ultimately, you may find out that it really was a mum, because the mumka will say, no, it was a kosher mum. That's the shot of the tikva. By the way, Benarza, who's the grandson of the Leo Kito, points out, and it sort of leaks out at you, no, but it's a son-in-law, sorry, of Leo Kito, it's the correct type of thinking, points out that to talk about putting the tzemer of a bechor v'chalon shema yesh tikva, if anything reminds you of the chut hashani, tikva chut hashani, something's funny over here. That is not a remnant to the chalon of the tzemer shema yesh tikva. I mean, it's crazy. There's got to be something going on here, right? Yes, sir. Yes.
Why did the explanation of all this
because aval simply means absolutely, and beyichud means specifically. So when you say absolutely and specifically, right. Now it's interesting that the Rambam, I should have mentioned, the Rambam seems to use the word beyichud not as specifically, but rather as privately. Because when he talks to Vilchus Teshuva about telling people that the din is that the altu kavodim amishamshim etarava manas kabo fras, you have to say that only over to gedolei atalmidim, because otherwise they may end up in kafir like talmidei tzadik ubaytos. They'll be kafir in olam haba because they won't understand what you mean. You're trying to tell me I shouldn't think about olam haba. You don't really believe in olam haba. That's not the meaning at all. So he says, the kach hayu gedolei chachamim mitzavim letalmideim biyichud. So biyichud luchera mitzvah. Otherwise, why would he have to say specifically? But just in other words, he may be using it specifically to their gedolei chachamim, but then he would have said biyichud luchera mitzvah, because it can be used. You know what? We find it also, and Rashi brings it. This is a raya for the lashon of biyichud. We find it in the story of the Orein HaBris, where over there somebody accidentally lifted the hammer, fell down on the loose palata, which had the entrance to the place where the Orein was hidden. So it says over there, and then the guy died. So it says over there, the Yadu B'Yichud, they knew B'Yichud Shisham Orein Gomes. So Rashi says, you see, B'Yichud means specifically. Clearly. Right? But again, the Rambam could understand that as meaning they kept it to themselves. they gave it over, but people weren't supposed to know. They certainly weren't. They weren't fired from that element until it was forgotten where that place had been. Otherwise, too many people would find out.
What's the story about the
Mumcha?
The
Mumcha
saw it and didn't qualify?
No, I didn't see it. You didn't present it to a
Mumcha
yet.
No, you didn't tell
them. No. Says the Gemara Amar Rabba, no, this has nothing to do with Reish Lakish. You guys are forgetting one of the other variables of the year. The Kuli Alma Yitir Mukhini Lo Yitir Mukhini. It could be everybody agrees with Reish Lakish. But there are indeed three separate Machloikas in over here, because there's another issue that you forgot. We're not even going to get to Tzolash yet. Just hold on. We got a long ways to go. So there's another issue that you didn't take into consideration, because there may be a machlokas across the board also. I say there's three separate machlokas. And look at this. The Tanna Kamma holds, Tzligi b'Meit, they argue even in the case of Meit, meaning even, that even in that case, Akava ben Malalel is Matir, but they're also going to argue in the case of Shirkit. Why did it tell us Meit? Because he wanted us to know how to plead it. Meit, so dear Kofod Akavya. He wants you to know that Akavya ben Malalel is Matir, even in the case where it's Meit. Where over there you think there's more reason to ask it because the Temer is also after Misa. How about Mita? He was Matir. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no siree. Akavya ben Malalel holds in the case of Meit that it's Osir. Never thought of that, huh? In other words, in the Mishnah, you thought that the only machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi was whether the Chachamim were made when it comes to Shirkit, that it's Mutter, but not whether Rekavi ben Malalel was made that's Osir when it comes to Misa. Aha! In the Brisa, you see that Rabbi Yehuda is signing over here that even Rekavi ben Malalel would have been made ben Misa that's Osir. That's why in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says the case of Shirkit, he means only the case of Shirkit is there about Shirkit, the Kabbalah, the Malalel, and the Chachamim. So he says, the Meis, the Be'ah Kolosim, the Pligi, the Shirkit. Now comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, excuse me? The Tanna Kamma is also wrong. Because the Shirkit, in the case of Shkita, they don't argue. Even the Chachamim are made in the case of Shkita, that it's Mutter. So basically, we have three shitas. Is the Kabbalah ben Malalel made of the Matris Osir? Or the Chachamim made in the case of Shchita that it's Mutter? Or do they argue in both cases, like the Tanna Kamma says?
It's not
the
Mutter Mace.
Why not?
Because the Tanna was part of the number. I'm sorry, I got
it. It's not part of Zimmer now. Why should we ask it? That's a little similar. Asr of Yosef Lamimah, the Shachta, they were called Mutter. But Adarabba, even if a chachamim were made in the case of shita, gibligim, it makes, and now everything works out. Now we've introduced yet a third shita. Okay. Omrim, Nachman, halacha, Reb Yehuda. Let me tell you something. Now, halacha's got to be like Reb Yehuda. Why? Because we have a clause that in idiot, remember that idiot has a double meaning. Idiot means eduyot, which were the idiot that was said in front of the chachamim in Yavne. And idiot is the lashon of idit, the best, right? So we always refer to idiot with bechirta. It's right, because it's the mufchar of the shmuot, because this was said over as an edus, that I was makabal shekakavotah, and the chachamim in Yavne were makabalim. Memela, when we find a mishnah in idiot, we follow that mishnah. Tain is remarkable oil, but it's not the bechirta kabatei. Since it says the third in the second idiot, like Reb Yehuda, where does it say? It says it's not Sa'ar before Ba'almu Shanashar being Yekodet alone. The Afakak Shachato Akavya ben Malala Matir v'Chachamim Osrin. So clearly there's a machlokes between Akavya ben Malala and the Chachamim in the case of Shvita. Omrav Nachum by Yitzchak says, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, look, you don't have to go to idiot. If you look in our Mishnah, you'll also see that. How? It's not. How does the Mishnah end? Semer hamidul dal bebechor. Et shenire magiza mutar. Et sheinu nire asur. That's how our Mishnah ends. You now have semer that was medul dal, that you took off together with all of the tzemer. That's not clear what the case is. So it says over here, it depends. If it looks like it's part of what you just cut off, that means, in other words, after you shechted it, now you did the giza, which is mutli after shechita, then there's no problem. But if it looks like it was niklash before and it's hanging loosely, then it's osur because it was nesar before. Now, let's think about that. We let that pass by and we didn't really pay attention. It's time to pay attention. Right, that's right. But who is this going according to? Is it going according to, let's say it's going according to Reb Yossi for a moment, yeah? Okay, in which case? Case being, well, you shechted it, right? Or were you shechted it? The semer before was mutter. I don't get it. I thought b'shofta, we said, bein akavya, bein rabbonan, Idi Mishra Shari. If the case is that it should be near Imo or not near Imo, even if it was Munach de Chalon, according to Reb Yossi, what's the din? The Rabbanan were made in the Shabbat, correct? That's what Reb Yossi says in the Mishnah. Lo v'zeh, and so on and so forth. In other words, the only machlokas was, according to Reb Yossi, in the case of Mace. But in Shoftar, the Chachamim were masking. That's what he said over here also. Abba Chalapta was made in that case. Shema Yesh Tikva. Okay. So therefore, something is wrong over here, because how could we say that if it looks like this Giza was removed before its author, what are you, crazy? Even if it would have been put in the Chalon, it would have been mutter. Koshkin. If it's loose on the animal, it's mutter. Makes no sense at all. Ella, so we're going to have to say the case is that it died. Oh, not that you shechted. It died, so now there's a problem. Because now the rest of the Giza is osur. Okay. So then according to Rabbanan, the whole thing is osur. Even if you don't understand, what's an apkamina? Rabbanan idem eitzer, whether it was nearer, whether it wasn't nearer. According to the Chachamim, it's osur, right? Because the Chachamim hold, we said, then in the case of mates, there's no way to be accurate. And if it's going according to Akavya, man, you've got things confused. It's backwards. Because according to Akavya, if you had removed it before, so then there wasn't a mistake to think that this is part of the hair that was Osirbano, that you're cutting off now after the Bechor died, then maybe you say it's Mutter. So then it should have said that She'enu Nireimo is Mutter, because then it would be like it's Munach B'chalon. But She'niraimo is Osir, because it looks like it's part of the Giza of a Bechor made, which is Osir. They can't be talking about this case either. Darn it. So what case is it talking about? Because Iakav, Ibchami Boyle should have said just the opposite. It should have said Nira Imagiza is Osir, because after all, if it's part of a dead Bechor, mitar ka'asar le. So then the fact that it died, asar all of the gizah. Eino nira ima gizah. If it's clear that it's not part of the gizah, it was done after the issur of Misa, then it's mutar. Because then it's clear that mikar atolish. So therefore, forget about it. There's no way to work out the last part of the Mishnah, leave it alone. No matter how we try to work it out, whether it's talking about sheep, it's talking about Misa, it's talking about the Rabbon, it's talking about a Kabi b'malalo, it doesn't work. Therefore, the Mishnah only works out if the closing lines of the Mishnah are being said stoma to Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda works out. Elav Shita, Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's understand what's the case. Come on. Elam of the maze can't be the maze, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bain Larak, Tavya Bain Larabona, we just saw in the bride, said both would have all the tzos in the case of me. Edom, Edom, Yisra, Asp, Elalah, Bishasta. So what's the case? You shecht the Bechor. So now who's it going according to? Is it going to according to Tavya? He holds it's mutter one way or the other. Edom, Edom, Yisra, Shari. According to him, what's not to mean if it's nearing Mobi, if it wasn't like Halon, it was mutter. Elalah, Rabona. Okay. So what do you see? That the Rabbanan argue on Akavya ben Malalo in a case of Shokto, exactly as Rabbi Yehuda said. Shmamina b'Shokto pleaded, Shmamina. What do you got to run to idiots for? You see the Tana Rebbe, when he writes our Mishnah, even though initially he says it's a Machlokas Akavya ben Malalo, Rabbanan, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, when he comes to say Stam, a case, in the end of the Mishnah, he makes it very clear that he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that really they argue, even in the case of Shokta, and therefore the Rabbanim hold it also. Boy, Rabbi Yana, Hatolish Tzemer Mi Olat Mi Mamav. How about, now look, we've been talking so far about a Bechor, and we've been talking about a Balmum. Now, if it's a Tom, what would be the din? So there's Valayasa. Why is it Valayasa? We said because over there, for sure the guy is going to want to keep the behemoth around. For two good reasons. He's got a chance maybe at eating the whole thing if it gets a mump. And even if not, meanwhile, as long as it's hanging around, he's got all of this fleece that's coming into his vacuum arrangement over there every time it walks by, right? So for sure we're not going to be Matir at time. Ha. The question is, how about a Korban Eila? Because a Korban Eila, a person does not want, maybe, to leave around. Because after all, he wants to be Mechaperon. Now, you'll notice, says, but wait a minute, just hold on a second. What do you mean, Tolesh? All the time we've been talking about Nidlash. Now how do you get to Tolesh all of a sudden? What kind of person goes in this Tolesh from Kachim? Tolesh, Yikaman Bishari, I don't say who said that you could go? I mean, a guy like that is not a Rosh to go be Tolesh off of the Kachim. Even if you're Taina, that it's not really, it's Bottle, in other words, that there's a real problem over here, but I don't want to confuse the issue, but the problem is, remember we said earlier that things that are attached to a behema balmum require hamud and arach, remember? And even if they're detached, if they were once attached, then they need hamud and arach. So Tosfos has the problem. So how the heck are you ever going to be matir the tzemer through pidyon? You can't be paired because you can't be mami to mar the tzemer. No. Once it's detached, we said the fairs before, it's not, there's no way to do that on our own. So Tosfos says, either we can learn that it's going like the Shita who says that there is no Hamad of Arocha on Kachi Bizdeya, only on Kachi Berakabai, which was the inverted Shita that we mentioned earlier. Or Tosfos time is, you know what, it could be that this Semer is considered to be Bottle completely. Since Bedavka has Kedusha Saguf, the Tzemer has no Chashivet. If you're talking about a Kedusha of the Dummy. that is chashivas. It's all of the things that you're going to use for value. But if something is being given to the mizbeach, to be used on the mizbeach, the tzemer is bottle to the whole thing. Nobody's looking at the tzemer. It's basically a byproduct. So maybe over there, you know, it's like I wasn't marked this year. Or like maybe it's a balmun itself. It's the equivalent of balmun me'ikaro, you see.
What is the
din
of
the
skin of
the ola? That's given to the kohanim. This is shlamim kept by the bayim. Or ha'ola. It's given to the
kohanim.
Yeah. But you as a bayim can't speak tzaylashin, and certainly not before you not the mitzvah. Not the mitzvah. You have to complete the sheet, that's all, and so forth. Then it's something else. Okay, so that Tosfos says three possibilities, right? Either it's kibal mumei karo, because it itself is not suitable for the mizbeach. It's brought to the korban, and therefore doesn't have a separate din in case of kachim mizbeach. Or we're going like the mani omer, you don't need amar of aroch for kachim mizbeach. Possibly. He's saying, because since the gabi mizbeach, it's not usable. So it's like a kibal mumei karo. How are you going to give it to the mizbeach? Okay, but in any event, what's the din? So says the Gemara, what do you mean, Tzaylesh? Nobody holds you could be Tzaylesh. I mean, Tzemesh needs Lash, Miola Tzemima. Ma, because notice, I'm not even asking about Tzemesh needs Lash from a Chathas and an Asher. There is obvious to me that it's Mutter. Why? Because nobody's going to leave this carbon Chathas around. There's all reason he brought the carbon Chathas to get a Kapara. So what, for some cheap wool, he's not going to bring his Chathas? It's ridiculous. So there, over there for sure, even though the kapara asur, lo mashiru. The case where we know that there's a chashash of mashi is b'chora meiser. Because b'chora meiser, even the lam of kapara asur, over there we know it's not coming from kapara. That's where we're afraid mashiru. That's exactly where our sugya has said for sure that's asur. Because it's only to his benefit to leave it around because then he gets to eat it. Kiti bar lochad, note that the only case that I'm raising is by an oil. My kivan the iker lav la kapara asumat. I mean, you don't really bring an oil for a het. Bringing an oil is a doron. It's a gift to God. A gift, you know, people always think twice before they actually deliver the gift. So you may put it up, and meanwhile I got a little bit of use out of it. So those are like the guests that bring you the chocolate for Shabbos and they sit there and they eat the whole thing up. And so do we say Mashila? They end up, you may end up leaving it around, therefore we answered it. Vilma Kiva and Oila Nami and Mechapra, I'd say, do we say Lamaisa? And Oila is Mechapra and Nasei? So Mamela, I mean, that means that if you're bringing it, you're going to get a kapara, so why would you not bring it already? Lo mashila. Oh, says the Gemara, Toshima. Now here we finally get to the Tzolesh issue. Toshima. Ha Tzolesh Tzemer mi b'chor ta'am. Apopisha nolad b'mum shokato os. Mashma dafka, because you were Tzolesh. We finally get to this point. Mashma here in the price. The only reason that we answered is because you went ahead and we're Tzolesh. But if it would be Nitlash by itself, it would be Mutter. So if that's true of a Bechor Tam, Kochken is true of an Oila Tam, we have better reasons not to be Mashiva. So Kochken Oila is a little Mashiva. No, let me not feel a Nitlash Tam. Yes, I mean, we know the whole discussion up until this point has been Nitlash. The reason it says Tzolesh is for the Akako Chodak Havya Ben Malala. That he's matir even in the case of Tzolesh, as long as it was a balmum. What? I thought we said, boy, are you confusing me? The Mishnah said dafka nashar. That's Tzemesh and nashar. Now you're telling me, even if he went ahead and was Tzolesh, it was a pila? Vanan nashar, it's not true. But that was to be modiyah kakor for the rabbonim. That they asked her even in the case of nashar. But Katar is a malal is matir, even in the case of Tzolesh. Therefore, we have both. Tana Nashar, lo diachako chandra abonin et aser, and Tana Tzolesh, lo diachako chandra abonin et aser, is matir, even in the case of Tzolesh.
Regardless of
Balmum, that
hasn't been seen by a Kohen, or even in the case where. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it depends how we learned the brisa before.
So in which case?
According to Rava, there wasn't. What the issue wasn't whether it's a nirai yedei mumcha. Everybody would be made a tabal mum has to be nirai yedei mumcha.
It's the whole brisa. Which one is he being matzah? Which one is told
to be matzah? Depends. It's going back on the brisa. Depends how you learn it.
Also, this before. Thank you. The whole issue is
a gezer. Yeah. And the same gezer we've had all along by Psalam Mukdash. We are worried that people will take advantage of it. What do we care? Because we're afraid they're going to come to the Deitakol. So if it's a time, we have more than a concern they'll come to the Deitakol. If it's a time, we're afraid they won't end up bringing it to the Bizbeah. But if it's a Balmum, we're afraid they're going to leave it around too long. So somebody's going to end up using it for the wrong reason. But it's all gezeiros. It's not that there's really an Israel. Said Muhammad Guldal. Then he said, if it's Nira Imagiz, if it's not Nira Imagiz, he explained to me what Nira Imagiza means. Exactly. Heichi Domi Eino Nira Imagiza. What does it mean when something doesn't seem to be part of the fleece? Amr Balaz Amr Shlokish Kosh Ikaro Afuch Klape Rosho. What it means is that clearly it's upside down. In other words, all of the fleece is extending in one direction, and here you can see it was a piece that was turned around. So it's got the roots, it has the roots on the bottom that are now sticking up on top. No, that's not it. It's enough that you can't smooth it down with the rest of the giza sticking out. It's sticking out in the right direction. But it's not part of the fleece overall. So how come Reish Lakish isn't Machmer like Rav Nosson Baruchia? But even that, Reish Lakish my panel omak Rav Nosson Baruchia. Omer Rabbi Lark, Asav Reish Lakish, Lefi She'i Efshar L'Gizah B'lo Nimen Amadul Dalot. Did you ever try to smooth down your beard? Did you ever hear such a thing? Should actually have a smooth beard? There's always something sticking out here, there, everywhere. I mean, so that means that there'll never be a fleece. That would be mutter. There's always going to be something that's sticking out. I mean, it's crazy. It's got to be telling us a usable shear that it should be in a nira. It's a usable shear that its mom is upside down. You see, it's not part of the fleece at all. So Mamela, he gives a reasonable shear. He kind of from Nasabao, Shiom, or Biloy shear is crazy. It doesn't have any practical application. Whoever heard of a completely smooth giza? That was extreme. It's all lying on the floor now. But usually you take off the giza. It's not little pieces. Giza sticks together. It's like a piece. It's almost like just like in a barber shop when my son, somebody had a lot of hair and you pick up all chunk of hair. By fleece for sure it's like this. It's very integrated. Not loose on the ground, but parts that are sticking out of the giza, not the same height. Like this, it's a nice fluffy ball, basically. You just curl it up and you have yourself a solid piece. But Reish Lakish says that's too much of a comment. Let's try that again. Hadzen alor halakear behima
li neder. Pantel the halakear.
At kama Yisrael chayavim li tapel bivukhor. How long does the Yisrael have to keep this bukhor before he gives it to the Kohen? Because after all, it's a lot of trouble to keep a young animal going. So I'd like to give it as rapidly as possible. It's about time. I mean, I'd like to get rid of it, and if it's a balmum, I can't eat it anyway. I have to take care of it. The daka shloshimyo, if it's a behema daka, it's 30 days, is your responsibility. Ubegat chavishimyo. If it's a larger... Listen. It's a large animal, you've got to take care of it for 50 days. Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, the daka is a very, what are you going to do? You're going to take a behemoth daka, and you're going to give it to the kohen away from its mother, it's going to drop dead. Who's going to take care of it? So you need to take care of a daka shlo shachar hashim until it's capable of eating on its own. Because a daka, as we'll see later, as the Gemara will explain, a daka does not get in its teeth to be able to chew until it's 3 months old. So it's very, very vulnerable, very soft kind of animal. It's a little sheep, the shechsela has to be desperately cared for. It's interesting, an extremely delicate animal, this sheep. Again, from the Harriet story, he was like a big, mumchen sheep. Why? Everybody would call him because he had a very small hand. And since he had a small hand, he was able to help them give birth without causing them any trauma. And he said it was so sensitive that anything at all that would happen to them, it's like terrible. They go right away to get infections, irritations, and they're very, very vulnerable animals. Okay, so therefore, Tanya Rabbi Yossi, they're so vulnerable, why should the Kohen have to take the responsibility? Let the owner take the responsibility. Now, suppose the Kohen says to the guy, listen, I'm ready to take it now. So he tells him, B'tokha Zman, Smeoli, HaReza Lo Yizmenolo. He can't give it to him. Why? Because basically, what is that Kohen saying? He's saying, listen, I'll make you a deal. I'll do the work of caring for the animal in return for you giving the animal. Now that is called a Kohen HaMisayeya B'Beit HaGrumot, correct? It's like a Kohen who wants Truman. So what does he do? Hangs around the field, helps the guy with his work. What's the guy going to say after? Yeah, I'm not going to give you the Truman. Of course I'll give you the Truman. So that is, we'll see later on, that's called being Machalal the Kutchin. It looks like now it's a commercial transaction. Mizalzo in the whole value of the Matnes Kuhuna. Therefore, you can't make a deal like that. On the other hand, let's say it was a Balmum. The coin says, listen, I'm not going to take care of it. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat it. So I'm not doing you any favors. If it turns out it's advantageous to you, that's not my, it's not my business. No, it has to be brought to the Mizbeah.
You
sure he gets something. It's like a Bible gets shlomi. No. Everything except for the Emunim. It's a shlomi. What do you mean I have to go up to the base? Well, I mean, the truth is that Enoch Inandi, if he says, I'm going to the base of Mikdash, I want to bring it to the carbon, it's the time that Enoch Inandi will see. Imbal Mumu, the Amar Lutz, Meir Leib, Vashok Lenos Mutzer. If it's as much as a Mikdash Kayam, then Enoch Inandi, for Merlo, Tainli Bakri Benu, I'm going to the base of Mikdash, I want to be Makrabit. It's also Mutzer. It's only Utzer when it's clearly an exchange of Kirka for the rights to the Bukhar.
Before the time.
Yeah. Before the time that the Yisrael has to care for it. Not before the time it's Roy for a car, but Roy has, you know. Yeah. Abuchor me'akal shana b'shana b'in tam b'in bal mum. Now, a bukhor has to be taken care of at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a tam, the tok, its first year. And the Torah says it's the farish, as we'll see in a moment. And if it's a bal mum, it's no different. B'zman hazeh, you still have to eat the tok hashana. Shenemar, b'fnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu, Shana ba shana. Now the mice is about focus. We've shown him whether the din of Bizban Hazeh, of a Balmum, is a diraisa or is only a derabbanan. Again, because of the same chashashas that we always had, not to be mash. The tov shnato, the shay lekaimok shkol shnei matzar chodesh, but the achar shnato, eno shay lekaimok, ela shloshim yom. Once now it's given to the Kohen, okay, so he has a right, if it's now B'toch HaShana, he has a right to keep it until such time as he's mechuyav to eat it. But if it's given to him B'toch Shana, so now he doesn't have longer than that, the maximum that he has a right to keep it is 30 days, and then he has to take care of it. So once it's grown, we don't allow him any extra time. Minah Nevi'ah. So how do we know these shiurim? Well, they seem very, for sure, very, very arbitrary, because they seem to be reversed. I mean, the Tanakhama is saying the daka only 30 days. The God Hamishim Yom. I mean, why wouldn't the daka be more reasonable? That the like Rabbi Yossi said, that, I mean, it's more vulnerable. Let the Bible take care of it. So where do we get it from? Omer of Kahana. Rav Kahana says a beautiful drush. He says like this. Look, the Torah says, "Bechor banecha titen li, kein ta'aseh letzonecha, mele'atcha v'dimacha lo ta'acher, kein ta'aseh l'shorcha." Of course, it doesn't say this in the Torah anyway. What it really says is that it puts together the tzonecha, l'shorcha, l'shorcha, v'tzonecha. So those two things are put together in the pasuk. But what he's doing, he's saying, look, we have two dinim, b'chor banecha titen li, and mele'atcha v'dimacha lo ta'acher, correct? B'chor banecha titen li is 30 days. That's the dinim b'chor. Acher shloshim yom titen. The mele'atcha v'dimacha, which is a reference to Bikurim, is 50 days. Because from the time of the Omer till the time in which I can bring Bikurim and Shavuos, after Shavuos, is 50 days. So therefore, it's comparing Son and Bokar to Bukhar, which is the first part of the pasuk, Bukhar Banecha Titenli, and Meleas Kavadima Kalo Taka. So saying, okay, Son, I match up with Bukhar, 30 days. Meleas Kavadima Ka, I match up with Shorecha. So Nechav and Shorecha. Okay, so everything works out fine. How do you know not to say it in the opposite way? I mean, why do we match up the Tzon to the Bechor and the Shor to the Meleat Kavadim Akam? Well, I mean, it's Bistava, the Mikdam, the Mikdam, the Ma'akam, the we should parallel the two first cases with the two last cases. Okay, so then that means we should have now Tzon matched up with Bechor and then match up Shor with Meleach Avadimacha, no? So Meleach Avadimacha comes first, followed by Bechor, and then we have also Shor Chavetzonecha. No, Adarabba. Adarabba. The Samech Leilid is Samech Leilid. Why don't we put what is closest to that which is closest, and that which is comes afterwards, which is further, and we should bend the psukim up against each other, right? And then we would have the Bechor Banecha Titen Li, Kein Ta'aseh L'Shorecha V'Letzonecha. Okay, so we should match up Shor with Bechor, and Meleach V'Dimacha with Zon. Why isn't that just as reasonable? Elamah Rava says, well, because look, it says Kein Ta'aseh. It's a king ta'aseh l'shorcha. The ta'aseh is an asiya. Hosif l'cha katub asiya acheret l'shorcha. The Torah wants to add additional responsibility when it comes to the shor. No, that's the drasha. So who says 50 days? I mean, maybe double it and say double what the bechor is, maybe 60 days. It says hosif l'cha asiya acheret. So how do you know what that is? Listen, guys. And the point is, it didn't say beferish what the Atiyah Nosefet is. Clearly, the Torah is leaving it up to you, to Yisrael, to determine what that Atiyah should be. Therefore, the Chachamim were koveya that Atiyah was connected to the Leah Kavadimacha. Well, you were at that tiny, what is an Atiyah B'Yama? So we find many halachos like that. But that becomes now the definition. The Torah didn't, I don't have to find a place where it says the Farish. It's enough that I know the Torah said, listen, you decide. You decide these Chachamim decide. Samin Ami Achi, Bechor Banecha Titen Li, Kein Ta'aseh L'Tzoncha, Yochel Acha Shorcha, Tamud Lomar, Ta'aseh, Hosif Lacha Katuv, Atiyacher B'Shorcha, V'Loma Zucha Katuv, Ela L'Chachamim. Mikan Amru, and this is the basis of the Mishnah. Atami Yisroel Kayovim Nitapel B'Bechor B'Vei Medaka Shloshim Yom B'Gata Hamishim Yom. Why does Rav Yossi say B'Gata Shloshim Yom? The Tanya is Vetesha Tikulam Rubam. It's a lot of trouble taking care of a small animal. What's the pshat? What's a lot of trouble? Tana Mitnesha Shineha Dakot. Since it cannot eat itself yet, it can't digest the grass, it's dependent on its mother's milk. So what are you going to do? You're going to give it to the Kohen that he should, what, bottle feed it? So Mamela, it's up to you to take care of it. You mustn't make a deal with the Kohen. My daimon reputation with nation near Eka Kohen Amitsayeah, the Beit Hagiranot. It says, if the Kohen has made a deal to do the work, and now we'll get paid with the Bechor. Tuna Rabbanan, HaKohanim, VaHalaviim, VaHaniim, HaMisayim, BeBeit HaRoim. If they're helping out together with the shepherds, that part's talking about the Kohen, with Abi Bechor. Or the Misayeya, BeBeit HaGronot, that's going on the Kohanim. Only Maus Truma, the Levium Maus Meiser Risha, the Aniyim in terms of Meiser Ani, or the Beit HaMitbachayim, that's only a reference to the Kohen who wants the matanot, so he cleans out the butcher shop, hoping that the butcher is going to give him all of the matanot. He's got a great deal. Ein notnim lehem truma ma'aser b'scharam, you mustn't give them, it should say umatanot, because obviously it's the Beit HaGrohon. You mustn't give them the truma, the mitzvah, the matnas kahuna in their schar, and if you do, you are machal of them. Osin kain, sorry? No, yes. Im osin kain chilolo, you ended up in, if Kohanim do this, they're machal of aleim kosavimer, shichatem brit alevi. And it says, as kotche b'nei Yisrael, lo techalavu v'lo tamutu. But what's added by the second pasuk? My vayna, because the chitema misalo. Maybe you say, okay, I mean, understand it's not a nice thing, but it's not up to the God that it should be velo tamutu. Toshma v'tchachim v'nei Yisrael velo tekalalu velo tamutu. Now, obviously, as Tosis points out, doesn't mean literally that there's a chi of misa. It's not one of the things that's listed as a chi of misa v'nei shemayim. The Kohen is saying, yeah. The Beit HaGranot isn't a Beferish Yisra in the Torah, even. But it means it's such a disgusting thing that it's Kiyu, it's Chomor, as if it's Misa. The truth is, Hikshu Chachomim L'Kensa, the Chachomim wanted to give a Knas to the people who would do this. That's under the Koran in that. To the Balabatim, in other words. Yeah. And to force them to take off Truma again. Truma again. And that would teach them a lesson. You can't use that Truma. Problem is, they realize that if they do that, it's going to be big circus. Because people will not be able to be, they'll think it's an emes achiev. It's an emes achiev, it's really only a Rabbanim Knas. So they'll use it as real Truma, they'll take off an achiev al achiev, not for al achiev. They'll give tevel, though. Who knows?
The worst that would happen is they pay what they had to pay. It's only getting the thing that they were
before. No. Because if they take truma off of this and they use it to profit something that they hadn't taken off truma, they'll end up being tevel. So this isn't real truma.
Right.
So since they malo consume, because we're afraid they're going to use this now, which is really bottom in your eyes, it could be mocked or something that's higher. So you can't make a knot, it's going to end up being mocked. Don't make a mistake. We're not saying that the Balaam doesn't have a right to give his matanah to whoever he wants. But there's a difference between giving it as a gift and between basically using it to pay off people that are giving you something. You see? And amazingly, even if somebody's paying you to give them the gift, that's also kosher. Because there it's clear, I'm giving you money for the rights to your tovat hana'at, not for the rights to your truma. So it's a very subtle issue over here. So therefore, ketzad, let's say Yisrael is mafresh truma, okay, from his creed. Another Yisrael comes along and he says, you know, I've got a grandson who's a Kayan. My daughter married a Kayan. I'd like to pay you and you give the matanas to my grandson. So I'll pay you $1 for every $100 that you give. That's the value of your toilet and all, let's say, right? That's 100% okay. Hey, look, I'll sell out the tzal of Ben Viti Kohen. That's mutter. But if a Kohen does this, then it's awesome. Because then already, again, it's since he himself is royal, he gets his matana. It looks like he's paying for the matana. There it's already too subtle for people to be machalic between the payment to the Tevez Hanos or the payment for the actual truma. Because he's also part of the kahuna that gets this truma. So therefore, if it's a kayan, lakayan, it's us. Isn't that interesting? It's one of these very subtle things. It's so humble. So humble. And yet, it's a dacha tzikinyan. It's okay.
And we work, but we still get the bananas and stuff.